USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden has spoken with Ukraine President Zelensky and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau about the weekend's events in Russia. The White House said the leaders affirmed their unwavering support for Ukraine against Russian aggression. This comes after a short-lived rebellion by the Wagner Group, a private Russian military organization led by Yevgeny Prigozhin. The Kremlin reportedly reached an agreement with Wagner to drop the charges against Prigozhin in exchange for the group ending its insurrection. The penalty phase in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooter trial is set to begin today. Earlier this month, a jury found Robert Bowers guilty on all counts in the 2018 mass shooting at the Tree of Life synagogue that killed 11 people. In the first part of the sentencing phase, the jury will consider aggravating circumstances to determine if Bowers is eligible for the death penalty. Legal experts say it's a near certainty the jury will find the defendant to be eligible, after which the jury will decide whether the defendant should be sentenced to death. Sarah Ferguson has been diagnosed with an early form of breast cancer. A spokesman for the Duchess of York said she's been undergoing treatment and was diagnosed after a routine mammogram. Ferguson's doctors have told her that the prognosis is good, and she's now recuperating with her family after a recent surgery to treat the cancer. A Bible signed by the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley, is up for auction.
You saw me crying in the chapel.
The Moments in Time Memorabilia Company is hosting the auction, putting the good book up for bid at $95,000. The Bible was originally given to Presley as a gift from a fan. He threw his signature on the cover and even had a photo of himself and his mother on the inside. It was handed around to several relatives before it was handed over for auction. I'm Mark Nayfield.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Monday underway. USA News.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump is talking tough at President Biden and the electric vehicle industry. During a speech to Republican supporters in Michigan yesterday, Trump warned that the state's auto industry is at risk under Biden, saying his environmental extremism is heartless and disloyal and horrible for the American worker. The former president claimed that transitioning to electric cars would decimate Michigan, adding that Biden will kill more than half of the U.S. auto jobs. The U.S. Coast Guard is launching a formal investigation into the deadly implosion of the Titan submersible near the Titanic wreckage that killed all five on board.
The MBI investigation is the highest level conducted by the Coast Guard, Captain Jason Neubauer said on Sunday.
It enables the U.S. to fully leverage investigative resources Coast Guard-wide and capitalize on an extensive network of cooperative relationships.
The probe is currently in the evidence collection phase. Neubauer says that could involve any of the victims.
We are communicating with family members, and I'm not getting the details of the recovery operations, but we are taking all precautions on site if we are to encounter any human remains.
I'm Jerry Barmesh.
Brittany Griner has been named a starter for the WNBA's upcoming All-Star Game. Griner missed all of the 2022 season as she spent nearly 300 days in Russian custody for trying to enter the country with drugs. The WNBA All-Star Game is set for July 15th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Lance Pry, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
NAPA!